Hey listeners, before we get into the show, just a real quick plug. One thing that you can do that would really help us out is go onto your podcast player, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you have, and give us a review. Even just giving the stars would be great, but if you want to leave more of a comment, we read all of those. We really do appreciate it, and it's a great way to just communicate with us. And if we get a lot of fun ones on there, we'll bring it up on the show. If you want to support us further, you can go to patreon.com/chatofthewild and give a financial donation to us. That is a monthly sort of subscription that gets you ad-free episodes and a bunch of bonus content. If you just go to patreon.com/chatofthewild, it has it all explained there. But that's all. Again, we'd really appreciate it if you go and give us a review. It does a lot to get us out to more people that way, and it's just a really nice feeling to hear from you all. Anyways, let's start the show. Hello everybody, welcome to Chat of the Wild. In this season, we are playing through The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Oh. In our last episode, we got a couple new powers. We are stranded on this giant island in the sky. And we
Skyland, if you will.
I will, actually, Skyland. We are stranded on a Skyland, and we don't have our paraglider. So we can't get off this island.
It makes it really hard to get around.
It makes it really hard to get around.
I mean, BC, you didn't play much of Breath of the Wild, so you don't have the thing that we all have of like the what do you call it? The
muscle memory.
The muscle memory, yes. That
I can just run off this cliff. No, I can't. Oh my god, I can't. It feels like the same game, but it's not.
I'm gonna double tap B and be fine. Nope, I'm falling.
Yeah. A lot of that.
I did so much, like, jump. Oh, while I was, like, going down the stairs and stuff, I'd be like, jump. Shoot. Jump. No.
I can get a little speed here if I, no. Mm.
I mean, BC, for you, does it feel like something's missing there? Or are you just like, this game's great?
I mean, the game's great. I mean, I know that the paraglider exists. I've used the paraglider, but, I mean, I'm mostly just trying to stick stuff to other random stuff and create abominations in the eyes of engineering. So.
It is fantastic. Yeah, in our last episode, we got the Ultra Hand that lets us stick things to things, and we got the Fuse that lets us stick things to things. They're different, though.
Yes.
We've got a power wheel, which has been hard for me to get used to. I keep wanting to change my powers, and then it just brings up a bunch of items. It's like, no, I don't. Well, actually, you know what? I could use this, but
thank you. But I guess but not that.
Yeah, I guess it's better, right? I mean, it's got to be
fine.
An improvement. I think
I'll get
it's
used
just
to
different.
It.
Yeah, it's different. It feels more like, say it with me now, Skyward Sword.
No,
please don't.
Just like the inventory wheel from Skyward Sword.
Is.
That's what this is. This is the inventory wheel, but your powers are on it instead.
We don't have
and
to
you
point
don't
at
motion
it.
Motion controls. Yeah.
And it's built differently, like just slightly differently than every other implementation of this sort of like power wheel menu.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's an extra, it's not like, typically it's like, all right, you bring up the menu, you tilt the joystick in the direction you want to pick the power, you let go, that's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you bring it up and then you have to pick the thing,
mm-hmm.
which is bizarre.
And it's not like you tilt it up and it knows to highlight that square. There's like an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
That has to then
reach
move
the
up,
square.
Which it's not that like it's not tedious or take forever or anything like that, but it's like, huh, you included the cursor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if your Joy-Con suffers from Joy-Con drift, you could not click the thing that you want to click. Not that I am not suffering from Joy-Con drift. I'm just saying, like, noticing how it's designed, like, if Joy-Con drift is a problem for you, you may have to fight this wheel a little bit.
A million.
If you're experiencing Joy-Con, contact your local Nintendo doctor. Contact Dr. Mario today. It's got to be better. It has to be better, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's like we're stuck in our old ways on that. One of the things to bring up with this as well is we do have access to Amiibo. I got all my Amiibos out, and I scanned them all and dropped off a whole bunch of stuff, lots of treasure chests, a bunch of cloths for a paraglider I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like it, though. It gave me a lot of fish. It gave me a lot of veggies. It gave me a lot of flowers. There was one point where it dropped some barrels and a bomb barrel in the middle. And I'm like, I don't have anything to set this off. Let's try to do something. Oh, I just blew myself up. Game over. Okay. Thanks.
Sure thing.
Amiibo.
Amiibo. Tegan, yeah. Before recording, you had some questions.
Yeah, I had a question about the specific items you got from the Amiibos. Because I got something from the Ganon Smash Amiibo, the Zelda Smash Amiibo, and my Link's Awakening Amiibo that I have not seen before. And I was wondering if you got any items from those in particular or other ones, but if you've got some sailcloths, I want to know where you got those sailcloths.
So I got one sailcloth from the Skyward Sword Zelda.
I got that too.
I got one from the Twilight Princess Link.
Mm. Okay.
And then I got a champion's one from one of the champions.
Ooh.
So it's the champion blue design.
Gotcha.
So it's just a single champion one that they all probably give you.
It's the sash that they all wear.
Okay.
Right?
You're not going to get one.
Did it have did it have like the particular like champions thing, or did it just have like the sword design, or could you not tell?
I mean, let's go ahead and just have a look at the inventory.
Have a sneaky peek.
Let's go to the tapes, everybody.
Everybody go pull up your Switch, everybody, and let's look together at our inventory.
Okay, here's what I have. I have the Sword Spirit Fabric, which is Phi.
Oh.
I have the Goddess Fabric. Mm-hmm. Where did I get the Goddess Fabric from?
I got the Goddess Fabric from Zelda. Yeah, from the Zelda Skyloft Amiibo, this one.
Ah, see, there you go. I forgot about that one.
So I gotta retcon everything that I said because I think it's all wrong. The Mirror of Twilight Fabric, which I believe I got from the Twilight Princess Link.
It looks like the mirror.
I'm
into that.
Yeah.
The Mirror of Twilight.
That's cool.
It's a good design.
Oh, I got that.
Hyrule Princess Fabric, which came from the Breath of the Wild Zelda Amiibo.
Okay.
And then the Rito Champion Fabric. So I thought it was the blue Champion Ooh. Fabric, but no, it's specifically of...
It's D-Bag's shirt, mm-hmm. specifically.
Yes. I love him. That's my favorite champion.
No, it's his face. It's his face.
It's his face?
That's great.
I want to say show me, but this hilarious. Is not a visual medium.
No.
But
that's the thing. I scanned them all, and I just got those. Yeah. So clearly, mm-hmm. I need to scan them all again.
Yeah.
Get different ones. That's time consuming, too.
I scanned them all, and I got the Goddess Fabric from my Skyloft Amiibo, from my Zelda Skyloft Amiibo. I got the Demon King Fabric.
I want that.
I got it from the Ganondorf Smash Amiibo, and I got the Princess of Twilight Fabric, which is from the Twilight Princess Zelda Amiibo. But also, because I didn't do my scanning...
Oh, wait. Twilight Princess Zelda. You mean the Smash?
Yeah, the Smash Zelda. That's her Twilight Princess, like, design. Yes, so that's the one I got. I did do all of my scanning on the ground, and so I got something else that you do get from several... that you can get from two of the Amiibos that we have. But we're not on the ground yet,
we'll have to circle back around.
Yeah, we'll circle back around. But I want everyone to know it brought joy to my heart.
I'm gonna go through all my Amiibos again. So we'll do another Amiibo check-in maybe next episode.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it once a day for goodies. I was gonna say I would like to state for the record that I do not mind you spoiling anything about Amiibos in front of me. It's fine.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you what I got then.
That's cool.
I will do it off the air, and then we can talk about it again when we do our next Amiibo check-in.
Sure, yeah, that'll be good. Anyway, so we have these abilities, and with this, we can grab stuff, we can make bridges, we can... I saw this junk lying on the side, and I knew exactly what it was going to be before I got the Ultra Hand, and again... This game is the funniest game ever. It made me laugh because I was like, you're seriously, that's how we're going to be getting around. It looks ridiculous and I can't wait to do it. And there's just a giant hook that you could just attach to a thing and then you hook it onto the rail and then it just slides down the rail and it's great. It and it's actually kind of exhilarating because you're going over this, you know, abyss down below.
Yeah. X Games.
X Games. Tony Hawk.
You can attach anything to anything as long as it lights up orange.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just anything that's like loose. If it is a loose thing.
It's not nailed down.
Anything to anything.
Yeah, I also appreciate the fact that the spirit of Magnesis is still there, in that it turns everything that you can really interact with, same thing with Stasis, into a shinier thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can use that when I'm in certain places to scan for good stuff, even if I'm not going to use the rune for its intended purpose.
When you're going around a pond, it's a good idea to just have that out for a bit just to see if there is a treasure chest at the bottom of the pond.
Yeah.
That you can just pull out and get something out of there.
Like, yeah. Oh, hey, there's a friend.
Yeah, that was always a go-to for me with the Magnesis, is just if I'm in an area where I'm like, there could be a treasure chest hiding around here, let's just go ahead and have Magnesis on.
Yeah.
Oh, that there's something stuck in the ground there.
In Breath of the Wild, some of the Octoroks have treasure chests on their head, and so I would see the illusion of a treasure chest sticking out of the ground, and I would be like, Magnesis! Okay, it's real treasure. We're like, Magnesis, haha, I caught you.
So in this, the only enemies that we have to worry about are the constructs up here, right? There's no other animals that attack us.
There's chews, and there's like-likes.
Yeah.
There are like-likes.
And they are terrifying.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
The like-likes are really alive.
I ran through that room the first time, which is like, nope, not going to pay attention. Not going to pay attention.
Let's travel up to the cold area.
Yeah.
And we'll lead up to that. So
my first stop in the game.
we have a cave just before, so you get into this little split there, and it's like, you know, there's multiple ways you can go, but they do have one that is just a ramp up, and there's snow and everything. Then there's a cave over to the side. The cave has a cooking pot. You want to use that cooking pot because you want to make get some of your chilies, and you want to make some cold resistant soup.
Oh yeah. 10.5 minutes worth. I mean, you know, if you're not doing that, you should be, at least throwing your apples into the fire or something. Get those raw materials cooked up so they can do more health back.
So two things that mess me up in this area, because I'm an idiot, is one, there is a like hot, spicy, or there's the spicy peppers, which are what actually give you cold resistance. And then there's like some other food that gives you like an attack bonus in the heat. And I kept conflating the two because I had a bunch of one and very little of the other.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then the second thing is this cave where the guy tells you about making food, or one of the places where the guy tells you about making food to keep yourself warm. For whatever reason, that cave splits off at the top and like loops in on itself. Yes. And I got to one part and thought it was a dead end, and then went back through the loop and I was like, that's the entire cave. So I didn't see the top of it. And I proceeded to do everything in this area except go forward.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I believe it.
And there's a Korok that you can help. You have to bring him to his friend, and so you.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, there's all these Koroks that want to go meet their friend, but they're too lazy to move. So you have to like
the pack's too heavy.
Yeah, they're stuck.
Look at that thing. It's too. It's he also says he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah,
but yeah.
He got there. He just doesn't want to move.
One of them says, "I don't want to move." The other one says, "I can't do it. My legs are too short."
Yes, it's so cute.
And remember when I said you confuse anything to anything?
You confuse a Korok to a minecart.
You confuse a Korok to a hook and just send the hook.
Just have him on the hook.
I was like, I'll see you there. Bye.
You could
fuse a Korok to the end of 20 logs and have that log go all the way across and just be like, here you go. All right, there you are. I'm going to place you just all the way on the other island.
Or you could stick him on the end of a spear and then just run across the field with it just dangling above your head.
No, really?
I haven't tried it, but I just realized you could probably fuse to it. So, yeah.
I don't know about that because you can only destroy the fused material when it's on a weapon or a
Do you want to destroy the Korok?
Fair. That could be a step too far.
I was worried you were going to be too cynical there, Brian.
No, I just was like, ooh, maybe. Because otherwise you're just like...
Well, you can...
I don't know. You could just carry him all the way there with your...
You could.
Ultra hand power.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, what if I stick him somewhere more convenient and he can just walk on my back?
I have to show you guys a video after this of a thing later that I did.
You can also rotate him in midair so you can put him face down and then use the ultra hand to like just put him on the ground and just so he's just dragging his face all the way there.
I knew you were gonna cross the line, Ryan.
He's just a little baby.
That is something I actually did.
He's just a little guy.
I did actually do that.
Don't.
Mm-hmm. I have a picture of him because when he popped
cutting
up,
it all.
His friend was like, "Hey, thanks," and he was just upside down. Like, you got him here. It was pretty good.
So, I never take screenshots or recordings with my Switch, but I tried to today for this explicit purpose of showing you all the madness that I attempted while trying to figure out where to go in this section where I just, in reality, had to climb further up a cave.
Mm-hmm.
So after you take the Korok to his buddy, there's a mine cart track that is uphill, but is broken. So one side of the cart is
Yeah, I
want to
talk about this, yeah.
And I'm almost certain that like in like the 10-minute gameplay video or at some point I saw the solution for this, but I couldn't remember what it was, and I didn't know if it was a power that I didn't have. So I just tried everything I could. I tried connecting a giant board to the front of the minecart with a hook on it. I tried stacking 3 minecarts long so that it would catch before I started falling. Mm-hmm. I started I attached 3 minecarts to each other in different tiers of elevation with hooks on the front of them, and it wouldn't even go up the ramp at that point.
Right, because it was too heavy. That sounds great, though.
Yeah, so I fell off the island several times.
Yes.
And then the last thing that I did was I fought a boss that can kill you in one hit that I realized I didn't have to fight. And it's at this point that I thought I softlocked the game, because after you kill the boss, there's an item that drops that I picked up and took around because I assumed I needed that to go forward. And then I had to like restart and the item disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you're just talking about the back roller, the spiked back roller looking thing that he drops.
What does that do?
It's just a thing you stick to your weapons and it makes it stronger.
It's
a thing I've used. Yeah, because I fought this guy a couple times just to farm those, and it was a good attack boost. And so I was just like, yeah, I want a couple of these on mine. And yeah, they were good attack boosts. That's all they are. You just stick them on weapons. That's okay. All.
Cool.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, oh, everything else that I can stick on my weapon other than the rocks, I can store. So this mm-hmm. must be a key item for something. And I carried that thing around for like 20 nope. minutes before I was like, you
oh,
know what?
I'm
actually,
sorry, guys.
Screw this. Yep. And I just dropped it. I was like, whatever. It's gone.
I have a video of me climbing down to get back to the river where the robot was that mm-hmm. was like, hey, look, there's a boat all ready to go for you. I'm just making boats and making sure they're okay. And I went across the icy river and I could not come back. I eventually found how to come back hours later after I had all the powers, but I found where I was missing. But I could not come back, and I had to climb down a ridiculous face while being chased by Chews all the way to the spot where I start climbing. And
the icy
drop down
is no
and,
joke.
Yeah, I had just enough health or something. Like it was close, but I finally made it.
You did the ice thing, but wait, you did the ice one first, right?
I as soon as I got into this area and I saw that there was an ice area and hot peppers, like without even touching the front door to see Rauru, I made some hot food and climbed this entire mountain, and I should not have done that.
So you couldn't open the shrine, could you? Because
no, I didn't know what it was. I was just like, this is weird, whatever this thing is.
Yeah, because it's really easy to get down if you've opened the shrine.
Yeah,
so when we're climbing up this, we do eventually come across, as we were talking earlier. So one thing I want to point out, the caves are huge. They are huge, but they're also
like
huge in a sense of like a leap in game design.
They are huge, new. They are huge, large.
Yes.
I enjoy the crap out of them.
When you go into certain ones, I'd love this. It goes, discovery.
Yes. I like that the most.
And then
it's like, ooh, a
labels
new thing.
The cave for you, which mm-hmm. is so nice.
And put the check mark next to it on your map.
Mm-hmm.
If you beat
when you're
you,
when you're done, yes.
When you cleaned it out.
Remember when we saw those and the little domes on the map and we were like, oh, those are where the shrines are. No, we were mm-hmm. fools. We were so wrong.
There are
just
sort of
caves.
Shrines here because, you know, I've found like a shirt. In one of them, shirt I'm very happy that I have for when I start wearing clothes again because it's my favorite outfit. I would like the hat, please.
Wait,
but
wait.
You found a shirt on the Sky Island?
Yeah.
Island? In a cave.
What shirt did you find?
Just in caves in general.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of shrines, but different than shrines. They have loot in them.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I found
a pair of pants.
But that's later. That's later.
I know.
Later.
I'm just saying there's more to these caves than just, oh, this is cool. These are a big deal. So
I found a shirt in the process of going through these three shrines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You find like the historic garments or whatever. In the
and
sky
you find the warm pants.
Yeah, the warm pants.
Yes.
That's true.
Finally, a decent pair of pants.
But is there a warm top?
I did not see a warm top.
No.
I only found the warm pants.
I was so worried because I was like, I need the match. I need the full set. But I didn't find it. And I'm mm-hmm. going to still go back up to there and I'm going to explore more.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's more. There's still mm-hmm. more. I'm never going to be satisfied on that. Until I get my guidebook and I have actually physically checked off
found
everything.
All of
so
the
like,
gear.
We get three powers up here.
Mm-hmm.
I say that so tentatively because I'm afraid one of you is going to be like, I got more powers up there. Like, no, we got three up there.
I did make a discovery about ice chews is that if you kill them in the water...
Mm-hmm.
Or one of those ice chew jellies in the water, it will turn into an ice platform that you can use to ride down the two waterfalls, and that is how I got out of here with no power-ups.
I love that!
That's
did you
so
record
good.
That?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God.
put it on the Discord.
Oh my gosh.
Look at it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The second, also when you fall into water, the
you
splashback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. No, yeah. but the splashback for whenever Link falls into water or a thing falls into water or whatever. And a bunch of water goes up and then rains down in droplets, and it's great. I love it.
I do love it as well. Yes. So real quick, let's cover the likes, then we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We eventually see these things. I believe the first one you come across is hanging on a wall, and you just come around a corner and you're just like, what is this thing?
You come around a corner, it's like, hello? Hello?
I wanted nothing to do with them.
I did have a bomb. No, I had a bomb flower at this point because I shot a bomb arrow at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then its little weak point came out. And then I was like, what is this thing? Can I take it from them? No, I shouldn't do that.
No. Especially since they always two there are.
As creepy, as terrifying as these things look, I figured out their pattern super quick and I had no problem with them.
Well,
once I actually stopped in the room and, you know, came to this creature at a certain point later and stopped and thought, then yes, I figured it out pretty quick. In this cave up here, I just ran through the room and did not deal with any of it.
I mean, they don't do much. And I think
likes
have never done much. But they are terrifying nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
dealing with
the
like is easy. It's always been easy, but it's always been terrifying.
Because the thing that they do is, like, in it, like the action of it is, well, they could take your shield, but also them just, you know, the way they would hunch over and swallow you, that is terrifying. And even that, just because they just do that, that was enough that, like, they're a problem.
How do I get free? How do I get free?
Tegan, you were still confused about their pattern?
Yeah, I shot it with a bomb arrow and then shot it with another arrow and then just smashed a bunch of times. I didn't see it do anything. I saw it and immediately went, oh God, no. Blah, blah, blah. And then just like...
If you just stare at it, you just lock eyes with him. He will eventually be like, "Bet you can't hit my weak spot," and he'll show his weak spot.
Yes.
And then you hit his weak spot, and then he, you know,
falls
lays
over.
Out on the ground, and then you just hit it with your sword.
Oh, yeah,
and then rinse repeat.
That's so much faster.
Bait out. It does a fake attack and then a real attack, and during the fake attack, weak spot pops out.
Okay, cool. Because I was like,
you might
have
to get
pattern.
I think you have to get close enough to intimidate it or just get it to think it can get a shot in on you.
Gotcha.
But yeah, and since there are two of them, you have to be careful because its friend is getting ready as well.
Sure.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, if you take your eyes off his friend and you're wailing on his buddy, he will just pop you if you don't also hit his weak spot. I've gotten hit from behind. I thought I was in charge.
I don't think there is any place in the Sky Island where there are two of them.
Yeah, I don't think
I ran
I've
past
seen,
two, I thought.
I don't think I've
not
seen
on the
two
Sky
yet.
Island.
There's two, but they're not together. You might have gotten hit by the bubble guy who was on a wall behind you.
Yeah.
The bubble guy.
I didn't get hit in this room, but I definitely, so.
I am delighted by the bubble guy. Oh, he's
the
great.
Bubble frog.
The bubble frog. Makes a weird sound when you're walking by. You shoot it a couple times and it rises into the air and vanishes.
Well, it turns into the old little glowy
guys. It like rises into the air like some kind of like defeated magical girl and splits into this crystal and a regular bloopy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what we're doing with the crystals. But I got him.
Something.
Mm-hmm. I want to give him to the Forest King. Oh, I want to find the Forest King now.
I'm always looking for the Forest King.
I'm going to go find the Forest King.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to see the power that is waiting for us on the top of this cold, cold mountain. We are back. We're climbing this cold mountain. We get to the top. We got a shrine. We are given another power. I don't think if we explicitly said it, but Rabru meets us at the beginning of each of these shrines and is just like, here you go, you get a power. And I'm like, so you could have just given me this at any time?
Wow.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, the purifying light is in each of the shrines.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Yes, they did say that explicitly.
So the whole point is to purify the evil that's still residing in our arm, which is kind of wild because if you think about the entire purpose of these shrines, pre-Link being there is to, you know, purge evil. And that's the weirdest healthcare system ever. It's like, hey, if you have superpowers, just show up, complete these trials, and then, yeah, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
It's almost like they were made specifically for this situation.
What a weird situation to be specifically planning things for.
Anyway.
I wonder what could be going on in this game.
I don't know.
I have no idea at all. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
We get through this shrine. We are given the power of Ascend.
Ascend. Mm.
Which I love the icon for. It's a UFO abducting a person.
It's like, do you have alien powers?
Dancing man. Ha ha.
This is a funny power, and I know it has its uses, but compared to the last two, it ranks at the bottom for me. I don't know. I'm not impressed by it. It's like, it's great. It's going to be cool to like get around and stuff. No, I love sticking things to things and making weird contraptions. So this new
right
power we
bat.
Have of just climbing, you know, going through the ceiling and not every ceiling, going through most ceilings to get to a top area that just makes climbing faster. And or also gets rid of Rivali's Gale use that we would have of, like, you know, shooting us straight up into the sky. It's just, I don't know. I'm just not blown away by it.
Okay, Rivali's Gale never unlocked a Korok for me before.
I'd rather have this than the Mole Mitts any day.
Yeah, okay, fair. You know what? Correct and.
Which Mole Mitts, though? You're talking Skyward Sword.
Definitely those.
Skyward Sword Mole Mitts.
Definitely the Skyward Sword Mole Mitts.
Minish Cap Mole Mitts are pretty
good. They are
great.
Minish Cap
Mole Mitts
are pretty satisfying.
Solid.
I would take a pair of those, to be honest, in this game as well. But I think it's like any other... right off the bat, I'm like, this is cool, but I maybe the more time I spend with it, I'll find more cool things. But yeah, right off the bat, I was like, this is all right. I really want Fuse.
I don't like how you have to confirm... When you get to
it
the
is
top
a little
each
weird.
Time, I'm get like I need to can I wonder if, can I cancel?
You can cancel
can I go back
at any point during it, including the top.
In the thing, what in the 10-minute gameplay, what they said is when you get up, Link has a moment to peek around and make sure this is a good spot to pop out. So the reason you have to confirm is so you have a chance to jump up and you go, oh no, I'm in the middle of an enemy camp. Never mind. And zip back down.
Bye guys. Or
I always handle my decisions.
Or.
That is how I play. If this is what has happened, I will deal with the consequences.
See, I make a decision and sometimes I go, wow, I did the math on this and it was incorrect. Goodbye.
Let's just go ahead and load
bad
a save.
At math.
Yeah, it turns out I'm terrible at math. I'm just going to go. I'm going to see myself out. Bye.
See, I'm just like, I guess 2 + 2 = 5 today, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
It turns out I'm working in base 6, not base 10. My bad.
But yeah, so we have this power. Now, like, in this specific scenario, it lets us, you know, get to some new places that we couldn't before, right? Being able to just like go to the edge of one little island and you look up and you're like, oh, I could just jump up to this other island. That's cool. But again, it's just like, I don't know. It's just not as silly for me, I guess. It's not as dynamic as the fuse and mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. and the Ultra Hand. So I guess that's where I look at it. I feel like they gave us these two tools that have near limitless potential, and then you give us one tool that really just has a single use. Like, it really just does one thing,
mm-hmm.
and it just shoots you up in the air.
I think when we get further in the game, and this is just a hunch, I'm not saying anything for certain, but I think when we get further in the game, this is going to become more, not necessarily like full utility.
I hope so.
But we'll be happy we have it. Like, when you mm-hmm. first get Revali's Gale, you're like, or when you first start like getting the champion powers, you're like, oh, this is neat. Oh, that's fine, I guess. But when you get Revali's Gale, you're like, oh my gosh, this makes my life so easy.
This changes everything.
I feel like we're going to have that moment further along in this game with this power in particular, where we're like, oh, I see it now. Like, this makes sense to have, you know?
It's possible, but I'm also betting, because I'm, you know, I don't know anything in general. That's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
But in this game, I don't know what other powers we're getting, but I know that we are going to get, we're going to beat a thing
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get some new powers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably going to be four new powers that we get that are separate from these things here. And so, in my mind, there's going to be something that is just going to still like, or there's going to be other things that still keep mm-hmm. this Ascend power at the bottom of my tier list.
You feel it in right. your hearts.
Yes. It's going to take a lot for it to climb
all
up the ranks.
All three of my hearts.
Mm-hmm. All yes. four of my hearts.
Yes. So now that we have this, we can go back to the Temple of Time. When we get into there, we get to open one door.
Guess what?
You were going to say something?
I was just going to talk about the descent and how haphazard it was to use those gliding things.
I did not mess with those because...
Really?
I didn't know how. So.
Oh. Bert's fun.
Those things. I didn't mess with them. Like, okay, I did it for a bit and then it just went straight and I was just like... I can't do anything else with this.
Oh.
I really actually don't want to be here right now.
Oh, it turns out those things are brilliant. And you can go so far with them, and it costs you no stamina. You just go.
I was very eager to mess with them, but I was like, I don't know how. So we'll deal with that.
I need to watch some videos. I need someone to tell me like how you get these things to work properly, because every time I stick stuff to them, I'm like, yeah, it's moving a little bit. That's cool.
Oh, I didn't even stick anything to it. I just
threw it off the edge, right?
Yeah, I just threw it up.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So the first time I like moved it and then like fell and I tried to jump onto it and I missed. And I was like, oh, that's okay. I'm just going to throw a capsule as I'm falling, which also doesn't work. So I died. The second time I just scooted it forward to the edge. In like with enough timing that I was able to jump onto it as it fell, and then it just like glides and you can move it left and right by walking across it. So you can just take it from the top of the ice mountain all the way down to all the way down to the Temple of Time.
So I
found the little ramp way because Raru's just sitting there, but I don't think I didn't know what to do.
I played with the first capsule machine that we found. Like, yes. I just dumped. I was like, oh,
we
that's
talked
what
about
these
those
are
either,
for. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, that's what these are for. It. I dumped a bunch of Zonai stuff in it. I got a ton of capsules out of it. And I saw these bird things. I went, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And I put a fan on the edge of either wing. And then I scooched it to the edge so that the nose was just, like, tipping off a little bit. Jumped up, smacked a fan, and it just went. And it was so great. And then I was just like, okay, what happens when these run out? And the batteries ran out, and I just kept going. And barely starts to drop, and I'm like, oh, I could go all the way across the map on this baby.
Okay, I put one fan on it, and then we went, and then when the juice ran out, it started veering off to the right, and I'm just like, oh, we're going down, aren't we? okay, I need to make a different plan right now. And then I was like, I haven't been to this island over here. Let's we're gonna jump off of this, and it ended up working out because I was like, I basically crashed into the side of it, but jumped off of it and climbed up the island. Mm-hmm. But no, for me, I'm just like, these things suck.
Oh yeah, no, like, I did one on either side, and then I stood right in the middle, and I was like, this is so good. It's gonna go so smooth, and you're gonna be like, the pioneers used to ride these babies for miles.
I want to know, did anybody else find the first, like, that one big lake that we have to go across mm-hmm. on the other side, that there is a little pathway along the side, so you don't even have to build a ship or mess with it at all. It's hidden just off to the side. There's like a bunch of waterfalls going along the pathway.
Yeah, yeah, so I found that on accident.
Yeah, I just stumbled into it. I was like, oh, because I was on the other side of the lake when I first got here, and I didn't see it at first. It was cool.
It was stressful. I did not need it by the time I found it.
Yeah.
I found it when I was trying to go back the other way, and I was like, I have no idea how to get across this lake with all this wind.
Yeah, it's easier to find on the way back, but yeah.
So we are back at the Temple of Time. And we go into there, and we get this really interesting scene where we walk up to this one spot, and then suddenly it's like we're dreaming. We're in a weird place. Zelda's there, though, but she's not saying anything to us. She's just standing there, and she puts her hand out. And this is a long scene. Like, it's drawn out. It's not long, long, but it is a drawn out scene. And
her eyes are closed.
Yeah. We shake hands with her, and then she gives us a new ability. She gives us the recall ability here.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we wake up and she's gone, and we're just like, what just happened here? I don't understand what just happened. I think even Raru is like, doesn't he show up? And he's just sort of like, oh yeah, we saw Zelda here and now she's gone. What's up with that?
Oh, wild.
He basically just says, that was weird.
That was weird. Anyway. Let's
keep
going.
I don't think that was supposed to happen, Link. Sorry. Go open that door. Oh, you can't. Huh, that's weird. That was supposed to happen.
It was at this point I realized that they were going to force me to pick a heart instead of stamina, and I was very upset.
So we have to open the door, and it does the same thing that Breath of the Wild did of pulling the Master Sword, where you need so much heart to be able to do it. And this one, you just are pushing on this door and all this power is going up and you just see your heart straining. And we don't really have any hearts at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where Raru is just sort of like, oh, you're not strong enough for that. Maybe we got one more shrine. Did you want that other shrine? I didn't know. You didn't seem like a shrine guy to me. Sorry.
Meanwhile, Link is just standing there, disbelief on his face. Of course I'm a shrine guy. Have you seen me?
Look at these badges. So he does set a marker on our map that is like right by the entrance of like where we started.
Yes.
Which I know, Tegan, I saw you do this in your stream and I did this too. When we were in this one room, I'm looking around and I'm like, I want to go up to that place. There's something over there. I want to climb that. But we couldn't climb where it was. We had to use the ascend to get up there. Mm-hmm. Then we had to use the recall to rotate the things to climb across it and everything. Mm-hmm. Recall's really interesting.
Yes.
It's controlling it is, I think, a little odd to get your head around because literally the screen, you can't move with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reticle is just whatever you were looking at. Like it turns into almost like a mouse cursor on your screen of just like what you were looking at.
An ink brush, if you will.
Kind of.
It's kind of like that. Kind of like that, yeah.
Yes.
But we have one more shrine.
It is also something where I'm like right off the bat like, I'll use this to get up into the sky, I guess. It's so much more than that.
It will be, yes, for sure. We go through this other shrine. We get our fourth orb. We haven't talked about those. We get light orbs this time.
Mm-hmm. From
as
a couple
to
of
the purple orbs.
Two statues, two stone carvings, as opposed to a monk that's been sitting there forever.
Yeah. A decayed monk. Yeah, it's a lot nicer to look at. We have all those. Then we can go back to the temple time again, because we did have one of the goddess statues there. And if you looked at it, in my mind, I had enough the first time we saw it, and I kept clicking in. And I'm like, am I missing something? It just keeps saying you're praying to the statue. That's mm-hmm. all it keeps saying. But no, we need four, and we only had three at the time. But we have four now. And as Brian said, you don't get a choice. It's like you got to get four hearts right now.
Come on, man. Let me be me.
But that lets us open the door. Mm-hmm. And then we get this other scene happens. This was the apology video that we got for the delay. There was this scene that we saw Link pulling out the decayed sword, and there was this yellow orb in front of him, and we had no idea what it was. Mm. Still not sure what this is.
Great news.
But
Link also has no idea what it is.
No, he's so confused after everything. It's fantastic. He feels the inclination, because I think the sword is making the noise.
Oh, yeah.
It's making the
fight. V starts screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's just like, ah, okay, here.
What? It's like, put me in the orb.
Mm-hmm.
Let me smell
the
glowing light. I can taste it.
And then we get to see this little scene where Zelda's on the other side mm-hmm. of this platform, but not with us. She's somewhere else. We don't know what's going on there necessarily.
Someone else?
Yes.
We don't know.
Yes.
We don't know this.
Deacon.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I know
someone
exactly
else,
what's going
as
on
as opposed
here.
To somewhere else. Because it is the same from everything we can see in the scene. It looks the same. It's the same place we are. She's just not there.
Yes. I had already.
She's there.
It, like, I hit the ground up here and was just like, oh, she's in the past. She's totally in the past. And
Raru keeps talking about, oh, I promised Zelda I would do this.
Mm-hmm. She left a pura pad in a construct for us and was like, no, you stay here for a long time, little buddy.
You have a little snooze, and I'll see you in 1,000 years or whatever.
I have a lot of work to do, so you stay right here.
But yeah, we put the sword in the orb, and then now she has access to the sword.
And we
she
don't.
She takes it. Yeah, and then Link is just like, hang on. That was the master sword.
Hey, I was going to fuse that.
I lost it now.
I was going to fuse that to like a rock. Come on.
It's like Rob would have been just like, hey, why did you do that?
I don't know.
Why did you put it in our teleporter orb, you dumb boy?
Right?
We needed that. That's the key to your house. Like, oh, yeah. I made this the key to my house.
That was the sword to banish evil. You do know that, right? There's still evil.
Steal
here.
Away the darkness. It's different. Get it right. And yes, it was.
But, yeah. So that happens. And we are just sort of left with it. Now, we do see, as this happens, a dragon appears, and
he's like, you halloo, the thing happened. Now I can let the boy down.
The firmament disappears.
God.
And we now have access to the flat earth below.
Oh, duh. Yeah. I mean, or the young earth below.
Or the young flat earth below. Or the young
No,
flat
don't conflate
earth,
them. They hate that,
the
but they both
is.
Use the same verbiage.
But this takes place after everything, so it's the old Earth. Right, Tegan? You're
I want
to
cry. Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna lose my mind. I don't know. I don't know where we are. I don't know when we are. I don't know how long it's been.
Yes,
what
that's
year?
True.
I get down to Earth. I shake the nearest Hylian I see, and I say, what year is it?
How long has it been since
what
you've
year
seen
is it,
me?
Boy?
It's Christmas Eve. There's still time.
Who's precedent?
No, so now we have the ability to jump down without it, you know, zooping us back up to the top. And it does give us a giant lake down below. Mm. So we can go jump down there, and we can just fall for a while.
I stood up here and tagged every shrine I could see.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I just was like, let's get to going. We have 300 pins. Please. I've used so many of them so far.
300
pins? I've used...
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you need three times as many as before, so...
I didn't... Oh, no.
300. So, yeah, like, I have seen things that I've seen things that I haven't gone in or interacted with, but like I've just got, I'm trying to come up with a new, because there's a couple of new ones too.
That's a thing.
And I'm trying to come up with standardizing what each one of them means. Another thing is that a lot of that stuff, once you go past it, is marked for you on your map, which is nice. And so, yeah, yes. I just stood up, let's tag everything.
Oh my gosh.
It was great.
The only thing I'm doing that I know for sure is I'm going to keep my tagging system for Koroks the same, which leaf, means I'm going to use the leaf. Yeah, the leaf. Yeah.
That's if I'm running and I'm like, I see the circle of lily pads down there and I could jump off into that lake, but then I would have to climb back up here and continue. All right, leaf. I will see you later.
Mm-hmm. I use hearts to show a place that I have, like, feel I've completed.
Mm.
If I'm just like, this is something I feel like I've done everything that I could do here, let's go ahead and just drop a heart because, like, if there's a little bit of there's a smaller island and I'm like, I've literally walked up and down this whole thing, there isn't anything here, let's just put a heart on it. And I'll tell myself. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's done. But that's the only thing. Everything else I'm still trying to figure out. BC, have you done any of the pins yet?
The only thing I've pinned is the cooking pots, which seems kind of dumb since you can just carry one around, but...
It would have been very useful in Breath of the Wild, I will say that.
Yeah, for sure. But this is where we are going to wrap up this episode. In our next episode, we have a mission to go to a certain place. We're going to go there and we're going to get one of our favorite items back. So go ahead, explore the area of Central Hyrule, and at some point when you're done, go get that item. It's gonna make things easier. Maybe you want to do that first and then do some exploring. Either way, that's what we're gonna cover in the next episode, so do all that.
It is probably better if you do get it first, just to save yourself the hassle. You can run around for 2 hours like I did before you get it, but you'll feel a lot better if you do.
You should. You just should. You really should. Yes. And then we'll be back here and talk about it on Shadow of the Wild.